I greet you with joy and blessings today on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, July 5th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie and at St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a lot easier to praise the Lord in song than it is to praise God with everything we say and with everything we do. The truth is that we fall short of what God hopes for us. We sin. We need God's forgiveness. Thanks be to God that we know that forgiveness is ours every time we ask. Let us ask for this forgiveness now. O God, Holy Spirit, we confess that we do not turn ourselves over to you, that you would craft us more and more into Jesus' likeness. Instead of living lives of gratitude for the grace you show us, we turn inward and drift away from the paths of righteousness. We battle or ignore you rather than surrendering to you. We repent from our sin, and we commit ourselves again to be slaves of your righteousness. In Jesus' name and by his grace, amen. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Instead of condemning us, Jesus died for us. He rose for us. He reigns for us, and he prays for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sin is forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to please join me in prayer. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 12, Psalm 145, verses 8 through 14, Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25a, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 6 through 19, and 25 through 30. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How are you doing? I'd like you to take just a moment and answer that question, whether you are reading this sermon on Facebook or in a mailing or email, whether you are listening to this on the radio. I'm going to pause for just a moment and ask you to answer the question, how are you doing? I've had many people over the past 3+ months ask me that. My answer is typically the same. I'm doing okay. If I want to elaborate, I'll say that the first 6 weeks of this pandemic were tough. Oh, I might use different terminology depending on the company I'm with. But then I'll add that after things settled down a little, I got into a bit of a routine. I know that I have to have my sermon and congregational letters done by Wednesday evenings. I record my services typically on Thursday. Friday, I study the readings for the following Sunday so I can start formulating a sermon in my head. Oddly enough, I've usually been able to take Saturdays and Sundays off. I think I've shared before that it is nice to have my sermon finished so early in the week and that it would be nice to keep this same schedule once the pandemic is over. Once the pandemic is over. Will it ever truly be over? If so, when will that be? As more and more states have relaxed the restrictions that were put in place for the health and safety of their residents, it seems like a lot of people think the pandemic is over. People are out and about without masks. Some never wore masks to begin with. Those who go to crowded beaches and bars and restaurants and even some churches ignore the 6-foot social distancing recommendation. Though the number of confirmed cases in our county, in Luce County, hasn't changed lately, the numbers in Chippewa County have increased. As I type this on Tuesday afternoon, earlier this week, because of a holiday weekend coming up, the Executive Council of the Bay Mills Indian Community, located in Chippewa County, has moved the tribe back from level 4 to level 3 restrictions on their COVID-19 response plan. Oh, some people still say COVID-19 is a hoax. I don't believe that. I believe it is not a hoax. The daily, sometimes several times a day, reporting isn't fear-mongering. The coronavirus is not a political disease. It doesn't choose to infect Democrats or Republicans or independents. It doesn't decide to strike only those 70 years of age and older or those between 40 and 60. It doesn't care if you're white, black, or brown. It doesn't matter who you are. What does matter is what you do to protect yourself and others. Wear a face mask, social distance, wash your hands, don't gather in large groups, etc. Yes, I realize I'm typing this, and I've typed these recommendations many times before. I've said these things many times before. Yet, I don't feel like I'm being a broken record. I feel like we constantly need to be reminded of this. Because no matter how often we hear about the numbers updated on the news, many of those who went to the crowded beaches and bars and restaurants and, yes, even some churches, are now exposed and infected with the coronavirus. You know, right now I'm feeling a bit stressed, again, or still. Stressed wondering if I've been around someone who has COVID-19. Stressed that while I feel fine, I may be asymptomatic. Stress that any one of the members of my 4 congregations may become infected. Stressed because there isn't a cure for it. Stressed because of the fear I have for all these and many other reasons. And so it was a perfect time to hear the gospel reading for today from Matthew 11. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Jesus wants us to lay all our concerns and worries at his feet. Let him lift that burden of stress off of us that has been weighing so heavily on our shoulders. The stresses of the past, the stresses of the present, and the stresses of the future. Too often when people go through difficult times or are stressed out or feel like the world is closing in on them, they turn to unhealthy remedies, which are not remedies at all, just a temporary fix that may have lasting consequences. Some people turn to food as a way to cope with stress. Others turn to the use of drugs. Some turn to alcohol. Still others light up a cigarette. These certainly are not healthy ways to deal with our stress. So just what can we do? Well, of course, we can always pray. And as I said before, we can read scripture. Throughout the Bible, we are encouraged to find peace and rest. In Psalm 55, verse 22, we hear, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." And in John 14, 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Jesus knew life would be a struggle sometimes, whether it's the day-to-day frustrations we face, whether it's the occasional bump in the road, whether it's a long-term illness we are facing or a worldwide pandemic. Life isn't always stress-free. In Mark 6, we hear, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, 'Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while.' For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves." Jesus knows what it's like to be stressed, and he encouraged his disciples to take a break. Come away and rest a while. Christ also knows that as a disciple, we face persecution and ridicule for following him. The rest he gives us now also prepares us for life eternal with him. "I will give you rest," he says. "I will release the anxieties and apprehensions you have carried for far too long." You know, it's almost like I feel a weight being lifted off of my shoulders when I read this. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus truly lightens our load. So now let me ask the question to you again. How are you doing? May your remedy be found in Philippians 4, 6-7, which says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen." May we join in praying our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.